Welcome back to the Daily Cardinal Sportscast, talking basketball today with Jack and Blake. And let me preface this with Overreaction Monday. Badgers, two wins in a row on the hardwood. I feel like this podcast is obviously good luck. But to kind of get right into it, let's break down the most recent game. Very impressive win at home, top 10 team. Yeah, I mean, both of you boys were there. Give me what's good.
Well, everyone knows what Trayvon Jackson did. It was a very up and down performance with him in that game, just because you had some really bad mistakes from him. There was the pass to Nigel Hayes that was maybe 10 feet off, went out of bounds. He got his pocket picked by Travis Trice that led to a pretty costly basket. But, hey, late basket, so all is forgiven.
I mean, yeah, it definitely helped that Gary Harris had probably his worst game since he's been at Michigan State. But then again, the Badgers were shooting a lot better. They shot 39% from three today. And I don't remember the stat, but when they're shooting over 35%, their record is a lot more better than it is, obviously, when they're shooting under. But that definitely helped in the win.
Sure. I mean, obviously, saw the end of the game, like I think everyone else did, and Badgers were up three with the ball, and unforgivable down the stretch. Ben Brust misses the free throw.
94.3% shooter.
Obviously, I mean, everyone knows he's a great shooter, and I was just like, all right, ice the game, here we go, and I was oh no. And then, of course, to make matters worse, Payne comes down, nail in the coffin,
yeah.
Three, silences the crowd. And then I was watching the game at the Union, and as I'm sure everyone remembers, Trayvon Jackson had the ball and attempted to get a game-winning shot against Ohio State. So he gets the ball, game's tied, starts dribbling up the court, and the collective feeling at the Union was like, oh no, yeah. Trayvon has the ball, oh no. And then pass, 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 and then he pulls up to take the shot, and I'll just take this huge gasp of, oh no, and then suddenly nothing but net. Everyone, you hit the nail on the head. All is forgiven. And, you know, they come out of there with a win. Let's jump back, talk about the Illinois game super quick. Again, I'd say any Big Ten road game is an impressive win if you can come out with it. What have the Badgers done, I guess, in both games to kind of find a way to win?
Well, part of it's just the emergence of Nigel Hayes, because you got to imagine he's in the sixth man of the year contention now, freshman of the year, and it just feels like from inside 15 feet, he's pretty automatic. He can draw fouls so well. I think he had like 12 field goal attempts or free throw attempts
yeah.
in the Michigan State game, and he is just going to be a fun player for years.
Yeah.
I wouldn't say the Badgers played amazing. Their shooting was a little bit better. They seem to have a little bit better cohesiveness as a team than they've had in recent weeks. But I think we can attest that more to a struggling Illinois team rather than a complete character change by the Badgers.
And if you want to talk about struggling opponents, though, Michigan State was having problems. Keith Abling was out of the game. He's their floor general. They're missing Brendan Dawson, who was their second best rebounder after Payne. Payne was having conditioning troubles. Tom Izzo talked about that after the game. And Harris, yeah, he had the worst game of his career. And a lot of that can be attributed to Josh Gosser's amazing defense. But you don't go 3-for-20 with just great defense on you. There has to be a certain amount of absolute frostbite on your hands.
Sure. So what can the Badgers do going forward to keep their winning ways?
It'll be interesting to see how they distribute minutes, just because now Hayes is basically getting the same minutes that Kaminsky and Decker seem to be getting. And with pretty much a six-man rotation, you have to wonder what could go wrong there in terms of conditioning and just being able to get up for every game.
I just think they need to continue to have confidence in their shots. You saw Brust struggle on Saturday, and then guys like Kaminsky helped them up in the later minutes of the game. So I think, you know, just keeping confidence in their shot, and we've seen the stats, you know, when they're shooting a certain percentage, you know, they have a great winning percentage, and when they're not shooting that percentage, you know, they lose more games. So I just think keeping confidence in their shot is going to be really important in the future.
Jack, you brought up a good point. The Badgers' rotation is just not deep. It's a matter of fact. who would you look to as the seventh, eighth, ninth guy to really kind of, you know, as we go down the stretch in the Big Ten here, get into tournament play, say Nigel Hayes gets into foul trouble, Frank Kaminsky gets into foul trouble, who do you see to kind of step up in that seventh, eighth, ninth spot on the roster?
Well, you'd think it'd be Duye Dukan. He's been their fourth forward off the fourth forward the entire year, but it started with the Indiana game where he played like 10, 11 minutes and didn't get a shot off. You just have to worry about him because he doesn't really seem comfortable on offense. He passes the ball quickly, and he's just not enough of a rebounding factor for anyone to really be comfortable to replace Hayes or Kaminsky.
I want to bring the conversation back to Trayvon Jackson, who seems to be one of the more polarizing figures on campus. I remember, obviously, he's been the hero of the past 24 hours with the fantastic shot at the gun to win the game. So I obviously want to give him a big pat on the back for that one. But obviously, you can't ignore some of the turnovers and some of his play throughout the season. I remember he played incredibly well at Indiana. Now, the Badgers didn't win that game, but he was on fire from the field. And I guess even going back to last year, obviously Gosser was injured for last year, so Trayvon, as a sophomore, had to step up into the traditional point guard role. And I think he did pretty successfully, all things considered. Do you think Trayvon has struggled this year because he's had to share the role with Gosser?
Well, I don't really think he's sharing the role with Gosser. It's more with, just on the
offensive side of the ball, kind of
distributing the ball with Gosser.
I feel like, you know, last year he was the point guard with Gosser being out, and now I feel like you have Gosser and Trayvon both playing a guard position, and it's not necessarily a defined one versus two, if that makes sense.
I wouldn't attest his struggling to Gosser's return. I would say, you know, everybody kind of has rough patches, and this might be one of his rough patches. We've all seen what he can do, and I think he just struggles with pressure sometimes. We saw it against a great defender like Aaron Kraft in Ohio State, and when they were bringing pressure, he was struggling. So I think that's just something that he needs to work on, and he's in a rough patch, but I think he'll get through it.
Yeah, I just want to say, Jackson, he's still a point guard with this team. I think he's averaging double Gosser's assists. He's still taking the ball up. When transition defense breaks down for the other team, he's willing to punish them or at least make them know that they done goofed. And in the end, he's the point guard for a team that's probably, I think, top five in fewest turnovers per game. And, I mean, he can have trouble with his shot selection as much, but when you have that title, you're probably at least a decent player.
And one thing, even with his struggles down the stretch, I can't help but applaud him for his confidence, which is unwavering, almost to some fans' dislike. I mean, obviously, with the Ohio State game and in the Michigan State game with the ball on the line, he said, "Give me the rock," and charged straight towards the cup both times. Obviously, Sunday he was more successful, probably due to the fact that Aaron Kraft wasn't on the other side of him, who I think we can all agree is one of the best on-ball defenders in the nation. So, yep. But I guess looking abroad in the Big Ten, Michigan State suffered another loss. Badgers got a win. Kind of how do you feel that top four looking forward to the Big Ten tournament? Is that kind of solidifying itself? I saw that Minnesota was able to knock off Indiana. Mm-hmm. That would have been Saturday night, I believe. Kind of, I mean, obviously we kind of talked on this last week about how anybody can beat anybody, but who do you see as kind of the dark horse in the Big Ten?
Well, last week, like I said, for my top four, I said Michigan, Michigan State, Iowa, and I said Wisconsin. I thought was going to sneak into there. So I guess you could say this year Iowa would be the dark horse just because in the past what they have and haven't done. And you look at them and the size that they have, and I think they can really get it done down the stretch.
Yeah, they really took it to Michigan, and that was not pretty. And, I mean, I remember some UNC teams, like the championship team with Hansborough. That was a deep team. They were fast. They were big. And that just became overpowering, and you kind of see it with this year's Iowa team. You have Aaron White leading the front court there. You have Roy Devin Marvel, who is just a fantastic guard, and they're like 10 deep. So I feel like this is a team that can really just keep it going for the rest of the season and not break too much of a sweat.
Sure. Certainly the trip to Indianapolis will be fun, and the middle of March. Anything else that you boys want to add about the Badgers, college basketball as a whole? Any games you're looking forward to this next week?
Yeah, Duke-UNC on Wednesday.
All right. Michigan and Ohio State tomorrow.
Yep, and then Kansas State is tonight, repping the Big 12. So really go out, enjoy your college basketball. Badger fans revel in the fact that they've won two in a row, and come back next Monday to check out another basketball talk on the Daily Cardinal Sportscast. Thanks for listening.